Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello, from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the 5 things you need to know for Thursday, February 15th. We start with an explosive day in a Georgia courtroom. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis testified in a misconduct hearing about whether to disqualify her from the 2020 election subversion case against former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants. Defense attorneys allege Willis hired the top prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade, when they were in a romantic relationship and that it's a conflict of interest. They claim she financially benefited from the relationship through gifts and vacations, paid in part with taxpayer money Wade earned on the case. Both Willis and Wade deny wrongdoing. Willis got into a heated exchange with the attorney for former Trump 2020 campaign official Mike Roman.
You've been intrusive into people's personal lives. You're confused. You think I'm on trial. These people are on trial for trying to steal an election in 2020. I'm not on trial, no matter how hard you try to put me on trial.
During a line of questioning by Trump's lawyer Steve Sadow, Willis says she and Wade got into a romantic relationship in early 2022.
Who in the prosecution team knew of your personal relationship, and now I'm talking romantic, with Mr. Wade?
So, sir, I am extremely private.
All I ask is who knew? It's not, if you, the answer is no one knew, that's fine.
Nope.
I ask you who knew.
The Israeli military says it has, quote, apprehended a number of suspects in the hospital raid in southern Gaza. A military spokesperson said it had intel that Hamas had previously held hostages at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, and that the bodies of deceased hostages may be there. The military did not publicly release that evidence, but adds that they have not found any hostages so far, but continue to scan the facility. The spokesperson claims Hamas may be hiding behind injured civilians inside the hospital, but Hamas denies that. This comes a day after Israeli forces forced hundreds of civilians to leave the hospital, which they had been using as a shelter. Doctors and medical officials at the hospital say Israeli snipers shot dead multiple people as they tried to leave in recent days. A former FBI informant has been charged with lying about President Joe Biden and his son Hunter's involvement with a Ukrainian energy company. Alexander Smirnov was arrested at a Las Vegas airport today after arriving from overseas. He's facing charges from Special Counsel David Weiss in connection with lying to the FBI and creating false records. The charges undercut a major aspect of Republicans' claims that Joe Biden was financially benefiting from his son's business dealings in Ukraine. Smirnov is set to appear in federal court today. CNN is working to determine whether Smirnov has an attorney. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby addressed the national security threat, flagged by the chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
It is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing. This is not an active capability that's been deployed. And though Russia's pursuit of this particular capability is troubling, there is no immediate threat to anyone's safety.
The committee's chair, Republican Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, briefed lawmakers on Wednesday. But he's facing backlash, even from members of his own party, for publicizing it on social media because of the lack of immediate details about the nature of the threat. Florida GOP Rep. Matt Gaetz accused Turner of, quote, gaslighting the country in order to garner support for additional Ukraine aid. Coming up, a DOJ watchdog report on inmate deaths in federal prison.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, welcome back. A watchdog for the Department of Justice released a report about what led to hundreds of inmates dying in federal custody. It detailed chronic failures within the Bureau of Prisons that contributed to the deaths, such as inaccurate mental health screenings or prison staff missing inmate rounds. It recommended several changes to the Bureau's procedure. A spokesperson at the Bureau said it acknowledges and concurs with the need for improvements and is dedicated to implementing these changes to ensure the safety and well-being of those in our custody. That's a wrap. Our episodes drop at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and noon Eastern, and again at 3 and 6 p.m.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.